We now turn to a man who has principles, or who thought he had. Neil Haverson cannot read this month, so here is Tony with Neil's last word and some rather flexible principles.
They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth. So I'm an OAP and weak mean, but I've not yet quite gone to see.
I suspect most of us have adjustable principles, if we care to admit it. I know I have. In fact, I've confessed regularly on this page to my U-turns. Years ago, I announced pompously in The Last Word that I wasn't going to have a mobile phone. No siree, I wasn't getting one of the damned intrusive things. I didn't want to be one of those whose phone warbled in the supermarket. Look at me now. When I go out, it's the keys, wallet and mobile. I feel exposed if I go out without it, and it's got us out of a couple of scrapes. Car breaking down in the middle of nowhere on the Isle of Skye being a prime example. Then there was the man bag. Wouldn't catch me with one of those. Men carry their worldly goods in pockets. Well, there's so much to cart around, and particularly if you're not wearing a jacket. I was walking the streets with trouser pockets bulging, phone, wallet, house keys, car keys. I must have looked a most peculiar shape. Finally, I bought the bag. It's called a document bag, so that doesn't sound so bad. Bits of shopping, notebook and pen, umbrella, they all go in. Ah, an umbrella, that's another thing. When I was a bolshy teenager, I reckoned an umbrella would seriously damage my street cred. I'd rather get wet, I crowed arrogantly. Now I have two, one in the bag and a backup one in the car. And still, this change of tack goes on. The most recent is shopping. When lockdown was first imposed, we decided to go for online shopping. Rewind a few years, and Mrs. H and I were heard to say no way would we do that. We wanted to choose our groceries, check the best before dates, and make sure there wasn't a caterpillar in the lettuce. We've had regular deliveries for well over a year now, and I must say the standard has been pretty good. We chat to the drivers like typical pensioners. We probably ramble away and delay them from their next call. And an added bonus, Mrs. H doesn't get to patrol the aisles, filling the trolley with obscure goods because they're on offer. Tastes change as well. When I was a youngster, I couldn't abide cucumber. Now it's a must with a cheese sandwich or salad. Mushrooms? Yuck. Now they're an essential ingredient. Rod Stewart? For goodness sake, turn the radio off. Not anymore. I have a stack of his CDs. If you haven't heard him singing As Time Goes By, the Great American Songbook, give it a try. It's superb. Of course, we all change as we get older. From the passionate Save the World of Youth, views generally moderate. Especially if you get married and have a family, then your priorities get a serious reset. What I found fascinating was watching our children go through some of those early growing pains. I remember their anti-mushroom phase. Making a spag bol, Mrs. H would chop them into tiny pieces and mix them with the mince. Neither of them ever twigged, but continued to pronounce mushrooms as inedible. Both eat mushrooms now. Something that sticks in my mind from my early days as a parent is when they were being particularly obstinate. In exasperation, I said it. My parents said it to me, and I had vowed never to say it to my children. You'll regret it when you're older, I fumed. I couldn't believe I'd said it. After all, it was against my principles.
Now that I have retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, too old to save, one foot in the grave.
Thank you, Tony. I'm sure many of us can think of similar cases when we seem to have reversed our previously firmly held principles.